This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. Poconos-born Terry Mutchler is an attorney and a journalist. And though she served as Pennsylvania's first executive director of the Office of Open Records, she is good at keeping secrets. Through a five-year swath of her adult life in the 90s, she kept her lesbian relationship with the late Illinois Senator Penny Severns on the down low. They felt they had to in a conservative culture. Otherwise, it would mean the end of their careers, namely Penny Severns' political aspirations. Terry Mutchler tells this story in her memoir, Under the Beautiful Dome, A Senator, a Journalist, and the Politics of Gay Love in America. She's here to talk about it. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Your story is told in great detail. Is that because you were so hyper aware of your relationship with Penny Severns? You had to watch her every move.
I think that's exactly why there's great detail, because we did have to watch our every move, and there was a lot riding on it, on keeping that secret at the time.
Well, help us understand, what was at stake at a time that you met and fell in love with Penny in the 90s in Illinois?
We were living in a very, very conservative, small town at the time, unlike what we see across the country and the world today in some fashion. There was a vitriolic reaction to gays and lesbians in central Illinois. Penny had aspirations to be the first female governor in the state of Illinois. Surely this would have ended her political career. It would have ended my journalistic career at the time.
Well, you hid the relationship. You lived together. You hid that. You worked together. You were her press secretary at one point. Was there ever a time when you could just be with one another and not be co-workers or secretive lovers?
We felt the most freedom when we traveled. We very much felt like in the places away from home that we could really be ourselves in a way that we could not in central Illinois, and certainly with her having the gavel of being a senator, me having at one point the cap of being a journalist. But when we were overseas or away, we felt very free.
And why was that? Just being away from your surroundings, or the culture was different?
I think it was that we stepped away from our roles. You have to kind of get the framework of who Penny was in Illinois. It would really be equivalent to Governor Rendell in some ways. He's beloved in his city and in his state. Penny in the same way. I mean, there's bridges named after her. There's highways. Yeah. There's all of those things. And so she couldn't really go to the grocery store without holding a town meeting.
As an aside, she was a mentor to Barack Obama.
Yes. When newly elected state senators come to Illinois, they are assigned a more senior senator to teach them the mechanics of voting and the lay of the Senate floor. Quite beautifully, after Penny died, he gave an interview to ABC News in which he called Penny a visionary and spoke about how they were friends.
Well, you write about your childhood, dysfunction in the family. Your father was an alcoholic. You were sexually assaulted as a girl. You said these things helped you to become a good secret keeper and a spinner of the details. Mm-hmm. How so?
When I was sexually assaulted by a neighbor, I immediately went to my mother and told her this, and nothing was ever done. We never went to the police. We never went to the doctor. And then later, when I began to be molested by a family member, I was pretty certain that, in my child's mind at least, that my mother could not help. And so I kept that secret until my 20s. You know, but that experience and that pain kind of taught me about keeping secrets at all costs. And so I was very well positioned when I began my relationship with Penny.
Well, Penny Severns died of cancer 20 years ago. While she was ill, it was very difficult for you to support her given your circumstances. How encouraging is it now, with same-sex marriage and unions available, to see that gay couples can be there for one another?
The sea change is incredible to see. I almost sometimes still don't believe it. But I think it's also important for folks to remember that it's an individual journey. And even though there's sort of a lot of people in the pool saying, come on in, it's all, the water's fine, you still have to make that leap yourself. Even though it's still more widely accepted, I still think there's a lot of work to do. But it's very refreshing in some ways to see.
You and Penny were denied, you know, legal access to the altar. You couldn't get legally married. Is that painful for you still?
You know, in some ways, it's really not, because I felt and Penny felt very much in love and felt very much married. As I say in the book, I tell the story of her proposing to me. What was painful, it was the behavior and the crisis afterward of, even though Penny and I viewed each other as married, clearly some members, not all, but some members of her family did not feel that way at all. and chose to behave, in my view, very badly in terms of not including me at all, even though other family members in that family were very kind and open and loving. But unfortunately, they weren't the ones in legal control.
Are you living truthfully now?
I am living truthfully now. I am partnered, and I'm in a very loving relationship. I make sure that the only secrets I keep these days are for surprise birthday parties.
Are you good at that?
Yeah, I am, although I have to say that I think I still deal with the impact and the import. For all of your listeners, it doesn't matter. I'm not talking about just being gay or straight. I mean, if you are in a scenario where the truth is very far from your skin, I would not recommend it, because it's going to catch up at some point. Secrecy in its worst case scenario is very toxic.
Terry Mutchler, thank you for your conversation with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
Terry Mutchler's memoir is called Under This Beautiful Dome, A Senator, A Journalist, and Politics of Gay Love in America.